much. That was very interesting. It's very interesting, this vitamin A story. I was in America, and I expected to see you because I was invited by Nestle, and it was a workshop, and they were presenting a lot of papers all over from the world, but South Africa was not there. There was nobody from South Africa. It was about nutrition, and there were very interesting topics that were presented there. Even this, one of the things that was presented, which was very interesting for me, was the growth hormone and life expectancy, where they say if you eat a lot, your growth hormone levels become higher and you die earlier. And those people who are short, they live longer. Those who are lean, they live longer. Those who are tall and obese, they usually die earlier. And if you are stressed, your growth hormone levels go up and you die earlier. So there was a lot of interesting things that were going on. But the interest was the growth hormone and the life expectancy. But I was expecting you to be there, but unfortunately I didn't see South Africans there, and I decided not to comment. I was going there as a politician, so just to see how to make policies. But let's give over to members. Mike, you'll be the first one. Vikesh, on your cancers, there's something called the answer in the Eastern Cape. She knows IASA, but I would like a comment on IASA. IASA is the fungus that is in that millet. Because people, they usually dig, when they want to store their millet, they dig a big hole and they put the millet, and the fungus sits in there. Is it really that one that causes the cancer? Because I used to eat it, I'm worried that I might be having cancer. Okay, Mike, you're the first one.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the presentation, everybody. I just want a quick comment from the beginning. Thank you for the update on the cancer register, because it's been an issue we've been raising for several years now, and we look forward to hopefully getting the findings of your research next year when you come and report back. So hopefully we'll have that, but thank you very much for that. Then just on the SAVI issue, Chairperson, I just want to know, it was mentioned that the business plan was submitted in May this year to the department, but I take it no money has been forthcoming yet. Can you give us an indication what amount of money you asked for? And as far as the SAVI program is concerned as a whole, what's the plan forward? Who's responsible for it? And who's supposed to be funding it? If you can just brief us on that, please. Thank you. And then on slide 41, Chair, I just want to know, as far as the ARV treatment failure is concerned, I mean, what percentage are we looking at? What has your research indicated, if you have got those figures? I mean, I don't know if you have or not, but if you can give us some indication. I understand that there are different reasons why it does fail, but if you can just give us some indication. And then, Chair, I want to link this slide 35 to also 14 and 15 with research. I mean, those figures that are on the screen currently, I think they're exactly the same figures as last year, if I remember correctly. Or very similar, but I mean, and I understand that there may not be huge jumps in the burden of disease, but the fact is, I wanted to raise the issue of obesity, Chair, because it's becoming a huge problem in this country. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and I think we're the second fattest country in Africa after Egypt. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe we can get some information. And then as far as world standing is concerned, I mean, I think we're in the top 10 at least. And, you know, and we all know America's first, or used to be it, followed by, I think, the UK and Australia. But, I mean, that has huge implications for the burden of disease in our country. And I was just surprised that it's only 3% slide. And then also to do with women and maternal health, Chair. It's my last question. On slide 15, to do with research. We know we've got Millennium Development Goals to reach, and we're failing dismally for child mortality rate and maternal mortality rate. I mean, and we get told that HIV is a major contributor, but I mean, if you're doing research into this field, I mean, what is your research showing? And what can be done quite urgently in order to reduce the child and maternal mortality rates. Thank you very much.
I think I'm going to give over to those who are responsible for the questions so that they can answer now. In answering, one thing that you must help us with, part of the questions, we are trying to say as politicians, this is the area that we would like you to help us. Because we are the policy makers on the other side, but we need to know how to make those policies. On that slide 40-41, that was just to add something, on the slide 40-41 about the HIV, one is worried about the out-of-stocks that we are getting from the departments, where you find that in Free State,